Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Lake Tahoe's beauty is undeniable. This radiant blue alpine lake is a draw in and of itself. But in a few days, the North Shore will become a stage. The Lake Tahoe Dance Festival is happening July 21st to the 24th in Kings Beach, Tahoe City, and Incline Village. So imagine classical, contemporary, and indigenous dance outdoors, lakeside, with the Sierra as a backdrop. Kristen Hanna is the founder of the nonprofit Lake Tahoe Dance Collective. She and Constantine Becker co-founded and produced the annual festival. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, I just like love the images on the website. It's just such a special and beautiful event. How did all of this get started? When did the idea spark to have a dance festival in Tahoe? Kristen?
Well, I was actually extremely fortunate to be able to perform at the Jacob's Pillow Dance Festival in Beckett, Massachusetts, and very similar idea on their outdoor stage in nature. But I'm born and raised in Tahoe, and after the show, it was really hot and sweaty, and there were bugs, and you couldn't jump in those really gross ponds. Sorry, Jacob's Pillow, love you. And so that was kind of the inkling that I really wanted to, you know, also come back to my hometown and create something that didn't exist there for me as a young person. So that was the start.
And you and Constantine go way back. How did you
back
two first
ballet
meet?
Summer camp when we were teenagers in New York City.
Yes. One of our teachers, who's actually works with our students every summer and is our Drosselmeyer and Nutcracker, it was the first week of rehearsals for the student show. And he said, Kristen, I want you to just run and jump on Constantine. And in my ballet school, there were no boys. And I was already 5'8". And it landed with us both on the floor, and we laughed, and we went to dinner, and we've been pretty tight ever since.
Yes, we have.
I love it. So, Constantine, when, you know, Kristen approached you with this idea, because you're the co-founder and you produce this annual festival as well, just take us back to the beginning. What was your first thought or idea when this was started to brew and started to take shape?
Well, to be honest, I think the very beginning seeds were in those ballet summer programs. You know, at night, you're sort of young, super idealistic, talking about what you like, what you'd like to see happen in the world, what's the kind of dance that matters the most. And I, you know, finished high school outside of Boston, moved to Europe, danced for a whole bunch of big ballet companies. Kristen and I stayed close. We'd collaborate in the summer on our free time. And we really just sort of were starting to put our heads together of what do we want to see happening that's not out there. And when Kristen decided to come home to Tahoe and start this festival, it was just the perfect opportunity to kind of step forward and try to present the work that we wanted to see happening in the world.
Yeah, and there are 4 days from the 21st to the 24th in Lake Tahoe. And I love that it's sprinkled across the North Shore from Incline Village to Kings Beach to Tahoe City, like open to the public. As I mentioned, the images just look beautiful. What goes into making the selections each year for this festival?
You know, we don't have strict rules year to year. I would say the one thing we really pride ourselves in is trying to show things that aren't necessarily easy to see elsewhere. But we also have a very diverse audience. We have people who live in Tahoe who just don't have exposure to dance other than what we show them. So we do always make it, you know, kind of like a tasting menu, if you will, so that people who are coming to see dance for the first time can learn a little bit about the art form in general, but also start to see what it is that they like. We also really are loyal to our artists. So, you know, the conversations, someone asked me the other day, when do you pick for next season? When do you start working on next season? And I always get text messages on the airplane home from the artists. We were talking about, what about this? You know, and that's how we're always working. But, you know.
And different pieces take different amounts of time. So there's, you know, for instance, something fell through and I think a dancer recommended a solo and, you know, signed, sealed contracts, costumes, music in a week before show date.
Wow.
Some pieces are on the dream list for 3, 4, 5 years before the right scheduling, the right dancers, the right partnership with a parent dance company happens. So
There's
it's
a
really
lot of
all
elements.
Over the map.
Right. What goes into rehearsals for a festival like this?
So a lot of what we present is already in place, just from a pure standpoint of logistics and, let's face it, money. We do often commission a lot of works. This is not a year big on commissions, but everybody has to put together to some degree. So, for example, two of our returning artists, Stephen Hanna and Melody Menite, are dancing a beautiful duet by Annabelle Lopez Ochoa, and we've wanted her on the program forever. And, you know, the opportunity presented itself because Melody has worked with her extensively and now stages her works too. So we said, what's something you think, she's been here performing for years before, what's something of her work that you think would work outdoors? That's another big component of it.
Right.
If you see something that's heavy on lighting and backdrops and projections, it doesn't necessarily hold your eye the way it does in a theater. So,
has weather been a challenge over the years and kind of created
it's an outdoor
some
festival.
Yes. We've never thought about that. I don't know what you mean. Yeah, last year was, you know, we've gotten really lucky, too, with wildfire smoke. That's, you know, knock on wood, something we don't have to deal with this year. Last year we did have our second two shows have rain delays. But I will say a lot of those extra gorgeous photos on our website right now are from that moment. The header on our website is from the ballet After the Rain, which was after the rain.
Photographed right after the rain.
Yeah. I don't know what my blood pressure was at that moment, but the photos are great.
But we should say we have been, in 14 years, we have had to delay curtain a few times for weather. We've never had to cancel a show.
Good.
So knock on wood. But
and you got to love Tahoe. Everybody shows up in their gear and they're ready to wait it out.
With their chair. Because there are some of that you got to bring your own seating if you don't want to stand. Because, of course, you're outside.
Yep.
You're lakeside. You also collaborate with Classical Tahoe. Tell us about this collaboration.
Yeah, so this started last year. Our two organizations and festivals have kind of been growing simultaneously. And, you know, similar to what we were talking about our programming, you know, sometimes the time just isn't right. And then all of a sudden it was. They have a brilliant new executive director and he was really game. So we put together a program last year with just three musicians. And then this year we have more. And so we have our four shows, and then we have a performance with them, but there's only one piece that overlaps. So, you know, that evening is all chamber music, small stuff. So it's, you know, as a kid who grew up there, and I was fortunate to have parents that brought me to San Francisco and to the opera and to the ballet. As someone who grew up there, it's really, really exciting to see opportunities to see world-class performing arts that is not limited by distance, you know. I mean, Lake Tahoe, I'm not complaining. Growing up in Lake Tahoe is a really fabulous thing. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, and yes, I was put on skis and all of that, but there has to be something for everyone. And so it's accessibility for everyone to see that stuff.
And the combination of music and dance is sort of a no-brainer. I mean, having live music, working with live musicians elevates any dancer walking on stage more than if they weren't there. I mean, I think we are in this era where I think there's a real hunger in the world for live experiences again and for going to live things and watching that alchemy that happens between the dance and the music in real time as those humans are on stage in front of you. And it's one of the most electric things I've ever experienced.
And funnily enough, a lot of dancers can go through their careers now not having the opportunity to perform with live music because it's a restrictive, you know, if you're in a smaller company. So it's a great thing to offer to everyone.
In preparation for this conversation, you sent us a piece of music. We're going to play a little bit of it. What's the backstory to the music that you sent along?
Do you want to take this one?
Sure. Well, we can share it.
Okay.
The piece of music is from the ballet The Leaves Are Fading. And we mentioned that we were ballet students together. So there was a PBS broadcast. I think I looked it up. It was 1995 or 6. Anyway, it was an evening of duets and excerpts from ballets from American Ballet Theater. And this beautiful ballerina, Amanda McCarrow, and performed it. And
I recorded it with my parents' VHS and watched it over and over and over again. And then we go to ABT and she was one of our teachers. And it just sort of lives in your head as like a beautiful thing. You hear the, you know, you hear the music, you hear the name of the ballet, you think of it. And it popped up as being a possibility for this summer. And we were on a Zoom call with her, sort of pinching ourselves. And I finally just said, I'm sorry, like my inner 14-year-old is losing her mind right now that we're even talking to you. And this VHS tape is still at my parents' house. And we're just pinching ourselves that we get to present this work by danced by two ABT dancers where we studied. And it's just...
Leaves Are Fading is a masterpiece. And back to the conversation of what works outdoors in Tahoe, I think it's going to be a gorgeous piece in nature, surrounded by the trees, surrounded by the light, the lake. Yeah. It's really a beautiful home for it to live in.
All right, let's take a little listen. And that is just a special way to end this conversation. It's going to be an amazing time next week. Kristen and Constantine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you
for having us.
The Lake Tahoe Dance Festival is happening July 21st to the 24th in Kings Beach, Tahoe City, and Incline Village. Christine Hanna is the founder of the nonprofit Lake Tahoe Dance Collective. She and Constantine Becker co-founded and produce the annual festival. We have more information on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to email us, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones, and our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Enjoy Science Friday. We're going to catch you back here on Monday.